Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Eleanor Mavimbele, External Communications Officer at Johannesburg Water. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well, thanks. It's nice to speak to you when we're not in crisis.
I hope we have days, more days like this.
Exactly. All right, so there's going to be water cuts. What are the reasons for water being cut in certain parts of Johannesburg today?
Well, the reason is that we are doing a tie-in. So what a tie-in is that we've done some pipe replacements. So now we need to tie those pipes that we've replaced to the existing system. So that is the reason for the water cuts in a couple of areas in the city of Johannesburg.
Which areas are going to be impacted today?
So we're talking about north of Joburg. We're talking about areas like Farmhall, Maruladal, Bobosrand, parts of Kayasand, and the surroundings. It's basically about 13 suburbs that we calculate to be affected.
And how long do you think this will, what are you anticipating the water will be off for?
Well, we scheduled that the water cuts will start off from 7 a.m. this morning, and that we should be completed by tomorrow at 10 p.m. in the evening. So that's about 37 hours that we anticipate that the tie-in will take. But in the interim of the tie-in, we have planned to have water tankers as in a form of alternative water supply for those residents, because of given the how long the interruption is.
It's quite an extensive period. So it's starting. But will all the areas be off at the same time, or will it be staggered?
No, they won't. So we say 7 o'clock, and 7 o'clock will basically be the time that then we will close water supply to the areas. But given that our reservoirs do have a storage capacity for over 24 hours, so some areas will only start not having water towards the end of the day, and some maybe tomorrow. So when we say 7 o'clock, it doesn't mean exactly that from 7 o'clock this morning the taps will be dry. So we're just saying it's gradually towards the day, some areas will start not having water as the day progresses, depending on the demand.
Right. Can you just give us those areas again for listeners?
So it's the north of Joburg, it's Bobosrand, it's parts of Kayasand, it's parts of North Riding, it's Maruladal, it's Farmall. It's quite a number of areas, but the residents can get a comprehensive list of areas affected on our social media pages, as well as where they can find the position of the water tankers that we placed in the areas on our social media pages. So on Twitter, we are at JHB Water. On Facebook, it's Johannesburg Water. And also on our website, it's johannesburgwater.co.za.
Absolutely brilliant. And this is the right reason to be switching off water. At least it's for upgrades. It's for tying of new pipes. So let's hope that that the short-term inconvenience will have a longer-term benefit. Eleanor Mavimbele, External Communications Officer at Johannesburg Water, thank you for taking the time to speak to us this morning.